General Secretary Communication Workers Union. We represent workers in the telecom industry and the postal industry and radio and broadcasting industries.
Thank you. Why was Kenya Post and Telecommunication privatized?
Well, Kenya Post and Telecommunication was not actually privatized. What happened is being a government, there was need to split it into smaller units, out of which Telecom Kenya, Postal Corporation of Kenya, KCCT, CCK was formed, basically to get the government out of business in the communication industry.
Well, maybe could you give us the full abbreviation for CCT?
KCCT is Kenya College of Communication Technology. It's a college that was a subsidiary of the defunct KPTC, but was formed basically to train people in communication technology. And it's a subsidiary of Telecom Kenya.
How did you learn the whole process? Did the government include you from the initial start, or you learned it through media? Maybe could you let us know?
During the split of KPTC, it was done through the government and the other stakeholders. The union was then not involved, but the ongoing restructuring in Telecom Kenya, where we are currently involved, the government and the company have involved the union in the process.
Thank you. What voice did you have as workers' representative, that is, as union, in decision making and the process making to ensure that all stages workers are heard and their voice is well represented?
Well, that's a very difficult one to answer, but I just want to say that yes, as a union, we put pressure, which is required of us, and the government did give in, and we were not involved at the decision at the level of deciding whether or not the company should be privatized, but we were involved in as far as the negotiations for workers' benefits and their future are concerned. And I think we want to say we had quite a voice.
It's good that you mentioned that you did put pressure and you had a voice. Maybe could you elaborate a little bit on the kind of pressure that you put, and were you putting it on the employer or the government?
Yeah, of course, being a worker representative, we have a recognition with the employer. So the pressure was put on the employer. And it's the employer who will then consult with the government and tell them what the workers wanted. And I think we were involved in all the stages of the negotiation. And this union has also been enlisted in the committee that is going to make the final decision on the fate of the remaining faces of our members.
Just briefly, could you at least mention to us the demands that you put up across to the employer?
Well, being workers' representatives, ours, first of all, is to look at the welfare of the employees. Some of the demands which we put and I think have been recognized is that, one, we must be involved at all stages. And then we said that we must be able to negotiate and agree on the terms of the package that will be paid to the people who are leaving as a result of the restructuring. And the other one is that we have to ensure that people are paid upfront before they leave for their retirement. And I think this is being followed to the letter. And I think some of those are the pressures that we put, and I think have been implemented. Yes, we have seen some little bit of shortcomings, which when we notice, we have to call the company, sit and disagree, and agree with them on the best way forward, which we have always been done.
Privatization will bring new investment, better management. As a union, why are you for or against it? And if it